My name is Jorge Romero, and I am from Monterrey, Mexico, and I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast. Mi nombre es Jorge Romero, soy de Monterrey, Nuevo León, y es México, y escucho el Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 35 of the Mickey Miles podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show today is Rootin' Tootin' Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hey, Michelle.
Rootin' Tootin'.
I don't know.
I thought I was Marathon Michelle. I thought that was my new name.
Well, yeah, but you know that's old school hat now.
No, it isn't. We'll be using it all year long. I'm just telling you right now. I have a shout out today to a very good friend of yours and mine, and her name is Libby Goldberg. And Libby is just a very special young woman. Ran the marathon with us, had to make a difficult decision, made a very smart decision, and I know I speak for Mike when I say we're both proud of her. She is just a wonderful person, and we love you, Libby, so we give you a big shout-out.
And I'd like to also put a shout-out to Dave Goldberg, Libby's dad. And Dave, hold on to her because I'm thinking about adopting her, you know?
She's great.
On the show with us tonight, we have a very special guest. He hails from Villarica, Georgia. You may have heard the name, Eddie McCoy. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me here.
We're happy you're here, Eddie.
Thanks for coming on board. And we've invited Eddie today because during the course of the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, there are all kinds of things happening. And one of the things that happens is what is called Marathon Meetup. And Eddie was one of several, I don't know how many people, but several people who was able to participate in this Marathon Meetup. And rather than me tell everyone what it was, I'm going to turn it over to Eddie, and Eddie's going to tell everyone how he was able to secure a spot, and then he's going to walk us through that Friday morning. While everybody else was doing the 5K, he was doing something special. So, Eddie, I'm going to turn it over to you, and why don't you begin telling the audience how you were able to sign up for this?
Thanks, Mike. Run Disney Twitter feed puts up an announcement that comes out probably, I want to say, 2 to 3 days before the or 2 or 3 days, maybe even a week before the actual marathon or marathon weekend, whether it be Princess Half, Wine and Dine, any of the races they do, they on their Twitter feed, they put up a link saying, hey, there's going to be a meetup, and usually the first one to respond gets into the meetup. So the key is to be first. And this time they were teasing it a lot more than I remember in the past. And on Twitter, they would say, you know, get ready, look for the Disney Parks blog, and there's going to be a link, there's going to be an announcement for the meetup and how to get into it, and so on. So, I spent basically what I believe was a Friday, or I can't remember, it was Friday or Thursday, and absolutely hitting refresh from about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. because they said an announcement was coming soon, coming this day. And then you just got to follow the Disney, Run Disney Twitter feed. And basically you got to hit refresh all the time. And then finally on the Parks blog, that's where they actually put the announcement up. There was a link that said, an email link that said respond here, and you had to respond back. And I was lucky that I was one of the first 100 to respond. They took 100 of us, and that's basically how I got into it.
You know, Eddie, I was you know that I was trying to get into it too. I had internet problems, and I actually went and did my laundry at that time, so I didn't get to go into it. Do you know if 100 is more than they've taken before? Because I've seen pictures of these meetups that Run Disney does, and it seemed to me like it was 40 or 50 people. Was 100 more, do you think, than they've had before?
100, they said at the meetup, was the most they've ever had. So I'm not sure what the numbers were in the past, and I agree. I've seen the pictures of the past. It was way less, but they definitely said that the 100 was the most they've ever had.
And it filled up so fast. It was like 10 minutes, right?
Yes, it was very quick. I think it took them 10 minutes tops before they sent out another tweet saying, hey, meetup filled.
Okay, Eddie, so when you found out that you were going to be one of those 100, what kind of instructions or what kind of a note did you get from Run Disney to let you know what you had to do that Friday?
Run Disney sent out an email that probably came, I want to say, they said it was going to come at 3 o'clock that day, but it ended up coming about 3:30, and they had put out the announcement at 1 o'clock Eastern time. So about 2.5 hours later, I got the announcement via email that I had been selected, and they wanted to know, one of the requirements was that you would be able to run a 12-minute pace, and the instructions were that you were to show up at 6:30 a.m., at the Hollywood Studios entrance, and they also wanted to know the size of your shirt, and so that was kind of, you had to reply back with the size of your shirt, whether you're going to be there or not, or confirm that you're going to be there, and then also they wanted to know if you had a Twitter handle, what it was.
Oh, that's interesting. So Eddie, why did you want to do this? Like, what prompted you to want to spend several hours hitting refresh, as I did over and over again?
Well, you know what? It was an experience that I had heard on another podcast talking about it. They give it kind of behind the scenes. Actually, Joe Terracotta's show gave it behind the scenes of it, and it just sounded like something interesting. It was an experience that obviously you couldn't get, you couldn't pay for. So, you know what? I didn't know exactly what to expect when I signed up. I just had a pretty good feeling it would be fun. And the only problem with it was that what you found out was it happened at the same time, almost concurrently, as the 5K. So I was originally signed up for the 5K, and I had to make a choice. And I decided I can do a 5K another day, but this one I wasn't sure to get in.
Yeah, so other people that we know were in the same boat, so they sort of had to give up their race bibs to be able to do this. But this, there's no price on this. This sounded very, very cool. So what happened when you met there at 6:30 in the morning?
So yeah, I show up to the studios right at 6:30. They actually have the gates open. You just walk. They had a guy at the list checking your name off at the gate, and he let you right through. And as soon as you got in there, you had to go to another check-in area, and they gave you a little Disney, what turned out to be a gift bag with your name on it, and inside it was a T-shirt. It was actually a white cotton 20th. It was Run Disney 20th anniversary, I believe is what exactly it said on it. But you got your shirt. They wanted you obviously to change into that shirt to wear for the run, and then you had about 30 minutes before the run started, where they brought out the characters. They brought out Goofy, Donald, and Mickey Mouse. And so everybody was getting in line to go see all the characters. And then at 7:05, you started seeing Jeff Galloway, and you started seeing some of the other celebrities come out. And they had an announcement that they were going to break you into two groups. They were going to run two paces. They're going to run a 9-minute pace and a 12-minute pace. And I wasn't exactly sure how it was going to break up among the celebrities. And the celebrities, they kind of briefly introduced at the beginning of the run. They just kind of went through them real quick. And at the beginning, we had, for the whole run, for sure, we had Jeff Galloway, we had JonBenét Samuelson, we had Dick Beardsley, we had,
Bill Rogers,
Bart
was
Yasso.
There, right?
Bart Yasso, Bill Rogers. And we had the seven-time Disney Marathon winner, and I'm not even going to try to say his name, from Brazil.
That's cool. So where did you actually do your running?
We started out on Hollywood Boulevard right at the entrance, and it looped around the park. I mean, it went all over, back and forth, and you went down, you went towards the Tower of Terror, you kind of went in the back, and then you kind of came back. Most of it was out in the studios. And it was just running back and forth, just making up 2.5 miles. And you went through the back lot. You went through I'm trying to remember exactly where the Osborne lights were. You ran through that area, then you ran past Star Tours, and then, I mean, there was looping back and forth, and the two groups, the faster group, we would see them here and there, and I actually dropped back to the 12-minute pace. I didn't run with the 9-minute pace. I ran with the 12-minute pace, and it, all of us finished back in the back lot, in the stadium of the back lot.
So were you able to like actually run right up along with Jeff Galloway and all the other celebrities?
Oh, yes.
There? Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And did he do a walk run?
He did a walk run. I want to say he did a I think he did a 1 minute or a 30-second and a 30-second run and a 15-second walk is what Jeff was doing that day.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's interesting.
He was doing that, and the neat thing was, while I was running, I was able to, in the group that I was running with, Dick Beardsley was there and Bart Yasso. So I was able to chat with them for a little while during the run.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you end up in the backstage area near the Lights Motor Action?
That's correct. We're actually, we come into the, where you had the audience, where the stages, or the seats for the audience, we came out right in front. They brought us right in the front, and as soon as we finished the run, they immediately had water and juice available, or water and coffee, not juice, excuse me. And then to the far end, they brought a food truck in that had bagels. I think they had sausage and egg, or not, yeah, egg and bacon bagels, and just two sorts of bagels. So you could get some food, and at the same time, it wasn't officially you could talk to everybody that was there, but a lot of people were getting in line and talking to, you know, Bill Rogers, Bart Yasso. And another star that I was very surprised to see that I didn't know was going to be there was Desiree Davila, the Boston. She ran Boston a couple of years ago and gave a good run to finish second. So she was a very current runner.
Oh, that's cool. It wasn't Joey Fatone there too?
Joey Fatone was, but he didn't run.
Oh, interesting.
This comes later. So,
okay.
So anyway, so you know, we can kind of have a little bit of FaceTime with the as you're getting your drinks, as you're getting something to eat, and as you're making your way to your seats. They actually just everybody just kind of standing around and talking, and then eventually they got you up into your seats, and then at that point, if you've ever seen Light Motor Action, you know how they bring the director out on the truck, and with the director hanging off the back. Mm-hmm. Well, in comes Joey Fatone off the back. That's how they brought Joey in. And then they basically gave I want to say he gave maybe a 5 to 10 minute Q&A session. And, of course, he asked his own first question, and that was NSYNC going to get back together? And he said no.
So my understanding about him is he was running in place of his wife who broke her foot or something like that. And he hadn't trained very much, but he was doing the goofy, right?
Yes, he was doing the goofy, and it was very apparent that he was very nervous. So he was, and he was very nice. He was very friendly, you know, and he was very generous of, you know, answering the questions that the audience had. And like I said, they gave maybe 5-10 minutes, and then they moved him on. And after Joey came out or finished up, they immediately brought. They had just signed the new deal with New Balance, so. In come the New Balance reps, and we got to spill maybe about 10 to 15 minutes on New Balance in the shoes, and then the Disney brand, and how excited they are. And then, of course...
just to interrupt you, sorry for a second. The shoes we talked about on a previous podcast, those new Run Disney branded red sneakers that everybody was queuing up to get for at the expo. And what did they say about them? Do you remember?
What they said was that they, on a normal run, when they make a special issue shoe like this, they make about 450 of these shoes. But for Disney, they anticipated that the demand would be high, so they made 1,000, which was over double what they would normally make on a typical order like this. And of course, they never anticipated the demand being quite what it was, and they sold out immediately afternoon. And so much to the point that they were talking about bringing in some from Anaheim that was supposed to be for this the next weekend's Tinkerbell race. So they had flown some of those in to sell at the expo, and they were going to have them there, I think, by 2 o'clock that day, which was a Friday.
Did you buy some, Eddie?
No, I did not. In hindsight, I may wish I would have, but they didn't have my size. But no, I looked at them, and you know, they're a nice looking shoe, but it's nothing I would ever run in, because the setup is not a very common setup, at least not for me, and I think a majority of runners. They're a sharp looking shoe. And what they actually did for the audience after their spiel, they gave away, I want to say, 4 pairs of those shoes to the audience. They had a drawing. Just random. Everybody there, they had the name in a box, and they pulled it out. And I think 4 people were lucky enough to walk away with a pair of those shoes.
Oh, that's cool. Do you think they'll be selling them online or through the New Balance site?
I anticipate they didn't. They didn't say that. The anticipation is yes, they would be. But they never came out and said you can buy them online. But the way they were talking is it was something that was going to be available. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be available in the next month or two, but I can see it coming down the road.
Well, that's cool. So what happened next?
Then after that, they brought up a pro football player, and I can't remember his last name. His name was Eddie. He works for Cigna, and it was talking about the health and eating right and just kind of going into the Cigna spiel and about exercising, stretching, and that probably lasted 5 or 10 minutes. And as soon as he finished, the next surprise came, and I never saw this one coming, as did anybody else. Joey Fatone we kind of knew come because he had actually tweeted that he was going to be there. But the next thing we know, they're bringing Drew Carey down. And he comes from behind us and walks down stage. And unfortunately, he was injured. He was going to run the race, but he had injured his shoulder. So as he said, he separated his shoulder, and they're no longer seeing each other. So. But he was a funny guy. He was really funny. He talked a lot about. We had a Q&A session, and he kind of went longer than anybody else, I believe. I think I want to say he went 10 to 15 minutes, and everybody's asking questions. And for all the Disney fans, he hates the Sounds Dangerous attraction. So he said that was a great place to go get a nap, and he's not sad to see it go.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much the Disney folks liked him saying that.
So we actually saw him in Anaheim when we did the Disneyland half. So we know he's a big Disney racer.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you got a picture with him too, right?
I did. And he had he shared his story of weight loss, which is something that hit home with me. And, you know, so I felt, you know, drawn to him in that regard. He shared why he lost weight and how he did it and how hard it was. And I think it was very touching, and a lot of people could gravitate toward it. And me going through weight loss, as I had done in the past, gravitated toward him. So immediately he was the first guy I wanted to go see when we had the opportunity to. But before we had the opportunity to get pictures or anything like that, they got Drew off the stage, and then they brought in the legends that they had. They had Jeff Galloway, as I'd gone through them, but they brought Jeff in first, and I want to say they brought Bill Rogers, Joan Benoit Samuelson, Dick Beardsley, and Desiree Davila. So, and they set them all down, and they kind of went, you know, a quick introduction, and then we probably had the shortest Q&A time with them, maybe 5 minutes. And it was just kind of an open mic where anybody could ask any one of them a question.
Well, that's kind of cool. But for 5 minutes up for all?
Yeah, it was 5-10 minutes. It was quick. It was way quick. It was like they were trying to hurry up to get done. You could tell they were running out of time.
Hmm.
So you went through the Q&A with them, and then as soon as the Q&A finished, they gave 30 minutes for pictures to go meet and greet and meet and greet with all of them. Everybody was available that had spoke. And at the same time, once it finished, they brought in the Fab Five as well to get pictures with them as well. So the funny thing is you have the Drew Carey line, the Joey Fatone line, and nobody with the characters.
Oh, that's so funny.
and some of the other – and all the other legends. So it was a good opportunity to go speak with names that you've heard and you've known, especially in the running community. And something I enjoyed tremendously was getting to talk to those guys, those runners, and hear some of their stories personally. So, and the parting shot as we were leaving, they gave us a goodie bag as we left. In those goodie bags was some H2O products. We had an iFitness belt, and we had shoelaces from New Balance, and we had everybody had a 1-day park ticket that expired on the 13th, the Sunday of the race weekend.
Huh, interesting.
So, and they did offer a bonus experience if you wanted to stay, and I did not stay for this, but they had America's Funniest Home Videos was there, and they offered to take you backstage, and you could watch 7 30-second videos and vote on who was the funniest, and you get a free T-shirt, and it would actually go into the vote, would count towards who was going to win the prize, apparently.
Interesting.
So that's kind of the overview of the whole meetup.
So, Eddie, when you first started talking about when you found out you were selected, you said that they asked for your shirt size, and they also asked if you had a Twitter handle. So I have a couple of questions. Number one, do you think that they would have said anything if you had said, oh, no, I don't use Twitter?
No, because I forgot to send my Twitter handle.
Oh, okay. So that leads to my second question. I know that when they did this last year in Epcot, I know someone who was fortunate enough to be there. She said that they encouraged everybody to tweet, to take photos, and to use social media as much as possible. At any time, did they encourage you to do so?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they encouraged us from the very beginning. They said everything is open games. Take pictures, throw it out there, use the hashtag WDW Marathon Meetup. They said it, and then again, once we were sitting down, waiting on the speakers to get and Joey to get, they encouraged it again to do that. So that was definitely something they were pushing. I heard it at least 2 times that I can remember.
Hmm.
Would you do it again, Eddie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I don't think there's many opportunities you get to run with some of these people, so I'd never pass up that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You can always, especially I prefer they not put it on the 5K day, but
yeah, it's kind of curious that they do that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They should let people know sooner so that you don't pay that money on the 5K.
Well, I think it's time that I outed you, Eddie. I got to tell everybody what happened. Eddie found out that I wasn't running the marathon. And when he found out he was selected to take part in the marathon meetup, he immediately called me and said, Mike, I want you to do this. And, to his credit, he's a Southern gentleman. And, Eddie, I appreciate that, but you're the one who deserved it, and I just want to tell you and tell everybody what kind of a man you are, and I just want to thank you, and I love you, buddy. But I think you deserved it.
That was very, very nice. That was very nice.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I definitely wish you could have been there, and I love you guys too.
Next time. Yeah. All right. Before we get out, I'm running out of tissues here. Michelle, can you think of anything else we could ask Eddie about this? Eddie, I got some. How about this? I always like to give numbers out. Okay. I'm going to give you the chance to do this, to be the director of Marathon Meetup next year. But you have only 3 things you can do to improve the experience. What 3 things would you suggest that they do to tweak it to make it more enjoyable for the participants?
My first one would be, don't give out a cotton shirt that logo fades off the first time you wash it.
Oh, actually, that was my question about the shirt. Was it, so it wasn't good?
No, it was not. And to top it off, I've been wanting a black Run Disney shirt for a long time, which I cannot find in size large. And I thought, finally going to get one, because every other meetup has a picture And I've already seen Tinkerbell's meetup, and they got the black shirts. But yeah, but, and running in cotton in the heat and humidity is not the most comfortable thing, even if you're going slow.
But it was the special Run Disney one, the special 20th anniversary one.
Well, yeah, now it's a special white T-shirt.
Yeah.
And I guess the second thing, if I was to pick a second thing to do a little bit different, it would be to, along the route, allow us to take a little bit more pictures. Because during the run, they had characters out there, and they had other things that they wanted you to take pictures, but you had to do a run by. So, and if you didn't stay, you know, you couldn't do it, because you couldn't get lost from the group. So if you had a group that was, say, 50 to 60 people, which is what I was in, it was impossible to get pictures. So that was that would have been one thing. It would have been a little bit nicer. It would allow more time, since it was a bigger group.
Anything else?
And then thirdly, you know, I'm not going to nitpick, just a little bit something different at the end, like a bottle of water or something, because the water lines I could have used a bottle of water while I was sitting down, and you couldn't get up to go get something to drink while they were doing the presentation.
Yeah, it was really hot, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds like it was very controlled, and there was very it was very much tightly timed as to what each component of this meetup was going to be. Maybe starting it an hour earlier might have helped. I don't know. Maybe.
Could everybody keep up with the 9 or 12 minute pace?
I think they could. Well, I say that. I want to say, honestly, I didn't run with the 9 minute pacers, mm-hmm. but from the 9 minute pacers I heard, the 9 minute pace was probably going more of an 8 minute. So there are people that I know that were in that group that expected to run a 9 minute, and it was pretty much they were pushing their limits. So wow. The oddly, in the 12 minute pace was probably going 14 minutes.
Oh, interesting. That's good. So, you can stretch out the experience. Sounds like exactly. That was a good way to go.
Exactly.
Well, Eddie, we thank you for sharing that experience, and I think that pretty much tells everybody exactly what to expect if they're fortunate enough to do that next year. And I'm sure that they're, like you said, they're probably doing that, considering doing that from now on, just to give give participants something to look forward to and to generate some interest. So thanks for coming on and sharing that with us. Hello.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
And so with that, for Eddie McCoy of Villarica, Georgia, Michelle Scribble-McLean of somewhere in New Hampshire, and Mike Scoper and Parts Unknown, we will see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray, saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.